Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm hearing from some of you guys that are back at work. You've been back at work. You've been back at work for a while. Not liking it. Maybe you were excited to see your coworkers. You weren't excited to see your boss. Now, people complain about their boss all the time, but this one email I got was kind of concerning because she looks miserable. And she's working at a place that sounds like it's pretty toxic. And she hates her boss. Her boss, just the decisions they make, the decisions the boss makes in terms of other employees, in terms of strategy, in terms of dividing up the workload and delineating and delegating. And the person just likes being back at work, but they hate their boss. And they don't see the longevity of being at that job. And the person's middle-aged. So, you know, when I grew up, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to have one job. I'm at that job for 25, 30, 40 years. You get a pension and you're good. Doesn't work that way. The average person is maybe having every 10 years, two or three different job changes. Now it's even more often than that, possibly career changes. So this I hate my boss theme keeps coming up. And somebody like me, I want to fix it. So if I'm in a situation where if there's something that's not good, I don't want to complain about it. I want to fix it. The problem is if you have bad management, if it's not just your boss, but it's their boss, if it's the whole character, if it's the whole religion of that office environment, of that company, of that firm, you're not going to be able to fix it. And that's not the advice I like to give. I like to tell people, look, this is you. You know, if they don't like their school, if they don't like their job, if they don't like their family, look, you know, then you make the best of it. This is your life. This is your job to do. But unfortunately, that's easier said than done. And there are some people out there that really like having their foot on your head and keeping you down. So it's interesting, there was a meme that was circulating that says, nothing will destroy a great employee faster than watching your employer tolerate and reward the bad ones. And that is so true. I've seen people go from having great ideas and having their flame extinguished and then just kind of joining the crowd in terms of lack of enthusiasm or work ethic or clocking out early. And it's, you know, and I get it. People say, well, don't stand out. And if standing in or being among the group is, you know, cheating the clock and not caring for who you work with or the clients, and it, then no, that's not a place I want to work at. So the next little epidemic we have here is people that were convinced to go back to work, that wanted to go to work, that maybe had a drive to go back to work, are now facing the exact same baloney that they faced prior to the pandemic. And now they think they might have a choice. And maybe they're thinking, do I really want this? And the attitude is going to change because we're slowly coming out of a pandemic. Hopefully we get out of this entirely. But as we start to reach a phase where cases are dropping, I think you have a lot of people going, wait a second, you know, I could have died this last year. And I'm going to spend the rest of my pre-retirement years working for this jerk, being told to do a job I don't want to do, not being rewarded for my hard work, being abused, being berated, being talked about. Am I really going to spend the rest of my middle-aged years doing that? So I get why people complain. I don't want to make it look like people are whining. You know, on one end, look, you got a job. Thank God you have a job. But there's a lot of people hiring, and there's not a lot of people taking jobs. So you actually have a very small window of opportunity to find even a new job. But here's the thing. You know, having worked for multiple people, I've had some amazing bosses, really, real cool. And then I've had some that were pieces of work, and they were bad. I mean, just bad. Bad decisions, bad work ethic, stole, you know, and you're like, how do these people succeed? How are they in a higher position than me? And it is going to frustrate you. It's going to extinguish your flame, and it can't. So what I recommend to people is if they are working in a toxic environment or they hate their boss, don't try to change the boss or environment. You're going to get your head chopped off. That happens time and again. You know, if you see people being lazy, you know, and, you know, whether you call them out or whether you try not to be lazy, you know, if you're like, you know, I wouldn't say you're being lazy. I'd be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to do my thing. And then hopefully people will see how I do it. No, that still gets you in trouble, because if people like the way it is, if they like the landscape, if they like, you know, being able to blow stuff off, they're not going to want a busy bee, you know, and a superstar. They're not going to want that. So you hate the job, you leave. Life's too short. You have a job you hate. The boss is a jerk. The boss is going to negatively affect your career. Why are you spending time there? Now, mind you, when there's not a lot of jobs, that's where you kind of have to sit and take it. But at this point now, there are people hiring. It might not be, you know, the same job pay that you got. It might not be the same type of job. But if you feel like you could on your own start a business or do some of your hobbies and still make enough money to do what you're doing, if you think you're going to be happy, that's what counts. What this COVID pandemic taught me is life is too dang short, and you need to appreciate yourself. You need to appreciate life, and you need to feel good about yourself and what you do each day. And, you know, I was at a radio conference, and David Bernstein, he's a legend in the radio business, had talked about how all of us are going to get fired at some point in our lives. All of us get fired at some point in our lives. And I had never lost a job, ever. There was a layoff and I got rehired, but I had never lost a job before. And this radio head had said, look, if you have that feeling that you're going to lose a job and you're not going to be there, then you make something that matters. Because when you do apply to the new job, you're going to want to say, I did this. So don't let a job prohibit you from being the rock star that you are. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We do really appreciate it. Don't forget to call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I apologize. I'm having some computer issues, so I'm typing as I go. So, many of you, one of your forms of employment or ways to make money is to have homes, condos, and rent them out. It's something that I think in the 80s, we were kind of taught to look more at real estate. Real estate can be huge. I mean, we knew about real estate, but in the 80s, that's where we saw that there could be some real big gains with real estate. And you don't necessarily have to buy something and sell it, but you could have tenants in there. And you could make money on buildings and houses and all that. So I was thinking to myself, man, well, one day if I ever make money, that would be a good investment. Now, we did buy one home. And the reason why I bought that one home is because my father wasn't very keen on going to the doctor. So this was in the early 2000s. And I'm thinking to myself that since, you know, his father had colon cancer, he doesn't eat well, and he probably would never get a colonoscopy on his own volition. I mean, unless you hog-tied him down. I'm thinking, God forbid he gets cancer, I better have a home nearby so I can move them back from Kansas into a home, because they were living in Kansas at the time, and then they could be nearby me, so if God forbid my dad has cancer, I could take care of him. And he unfortunately died of a heart attack. Well, he might think that was fortunate, but he died of a heart attack before he could ever be diagnosed with cancer. And maybe he would have never been diagnosed with cancer, but he had a sudden heart attack at the age of 62. And so we had a house, and we had a tenant in there. So when the tenant was done with their, actually, maybe, you know, we were in between tenants. So when my dad died, mom moved in, my baby brother moved in, finished high school, and it worked out. Then later, mom got her own place, and we started to rent out the house. And we were fortunate that our tenants paid their rent. And I was worried because we really couldn't afford two mortgages, you know, but we did. But, you know, having to, you know, help the family and pay for funeral and things like that, you know, we kind of went through a lot of our savings. So when we did find a tenant, we were so grateful they paid the mortgage. We didn't make really a profit. They basically paid whatever the mortgage was because we didn't really have the best mortgage because I bought it kind of under duress and had to panic a little bit. But, you know, we were able to make good. And then we thought something was going to be up with the economy, and we sold the house. Didn't make the biggest profit, but we sold it. We were just thinking to ourselves, you know what, this might not be the time to have rental properties. Well, a year goes by, we start seeing COVID. Then COVID happens and people lost their jobs and people were, you know, devastated. And so if we had a family that couldn't pay the rent, we would have done whatever we could. Now, I mean, we were probably still financially fine where we could have carried their rent. It wouldn't have been easy. It would have stunk. But I think we could have done it for at least a few months, maybe to the end of the pandemic. Then there was some aid that came. Finally, the government passed some sort of renter's aid or renter's assistance for some people to get their rent. Those who had business loans that were through the SBA, their payments, I think, were deferred. So some landlords got relief, but it wasn't all the relief they needed. And now I read an article from local Fox 5 where apparently it's a growing trend where landlords are seeing people trash their homes, the ones that they were living in for free. Now, if I couldn't pay my bills and my landlord was without any assistance from the government allowing me to live there for free, and I get the governor did an eviction moratorium and so they probably not by choice, but if I still felt like I was getting a free place to live, I mean, I'd be taking care of it. I would be like, you know, let me earn my keep. Let me, you know, I mean, I would just be leaving it pristine. And apparently there's a psychology that's coming into play that we're being told by one of the, quote him because it was an interesting quote if I could find it. No, I can't find his quote. But I believe one of the Homeowners Association presidents had said, look, once you negate part of a contract, people think the whole contract is negated. Now, what was supposed to happen with these eviction moratoriums was to protect people with families to be thrown out on the street. Rental assistance might not have been a priority, but it finally came. And then the eviction moratorium would lift. And all the rent that was due, that, you know, that was not covered by government or whatever, they pay. You could still charge the late fees, you could still charge the finance charges or whatever, but no, it doesn't work out because the average person doesn't have 15 months of back rent. They don't. So some landlords, in terms of dealing with the moratorium, have decided to just sell their property. And I guess there was one, I think she lives in Vermont, Fox 5 had spoken about it, where the tenants were living there 5 years fine. They were great tenants. All of a sudden, the eviction moratorium came in, and they ended up trashing the place. They fixtures taken off. They ripped off the doorbell. I mean, there was actually malice. I mean, they were really mad at their landlord, and they were mad because the landlord said, you know what, I got to get a paying tenant in here. I can't do this. You're out. Now, the eviction moratorium was supposed to protect them, but the eviction moratorium in Las Vegas ends at the end of this month. I think federally it ends next month. Already a judge in New York has, I think, overturned it. There's been lawsuits. So I think a lot of people who have a property are like, you know what, I don't think I want to be a landlord anymore. I don't think this is the safest financial position to be in. And actually, it could hurt, especially if that's your only income coming in. And so when I believe she made the decision to, all right, guys, you know, I'm going to sell, so you have to vacate, they decided to trash the place. In fact, they were so vicious about it that they moved the refrigerator up the stairs to block the stairway. I mean, they made effort to make that place unlivable and to make that landlord, you know, landlord's life live in hell. Now, or have any of you guys been landlords or been in this situation? And what happened? Did you get enough rental assistance? Were your tenants great? Did they trash the place? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Because one thing I fear with this, because I saw some of the comments on the Fox 5 news thread where people were saying, yeah, my tenants did that to me. My tenants did that to me. Oh, yeah, I've been dealing with this for years, even before. Tenants are trashing the place. And so my concern is as landlords are trying to protect each other, obviously, because they don't want somebody else who's a novice at it to get screwed over, they're going to charge more security fees. Rather than this concept of, you know, 1 month security fee, I don't know what states it's legal or not, but some are going to charge more. They might charge a painting fee. They might charge a carpet fee. The reason why there's all these security fees and these, well, there's a security fee for a hold, and then there's the other fee, like the maintenance fee, because if somebody trashes it, then they have at least 1 month's rent to be able to use towards expenses. The problem is this landlord said there was about $10,000 worth of damage. Now, maybe that's one isolated case, but that's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that some people, their tenants paid. Even despite the moratorium, they kept the place up. But I heard others have said, no, it was probably one of the worst decisions they could have made pre-COVID, and they need to get rid of the property. Now, for those who can't get rid of the property, they're going to cover themselves. They're going to protect themselves. They're going to protect themselves by either increasing rent or increasing security deposits and other sorts of fees to protect themselves. And then here, you might be a great tenant, not ever intending to hurt anybody or the property, and now you're paying more. So, I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, it's interesting. The psychology of once you negate a contract, people think the whole thing is off. You know, we were just kind of talking about that with bad employers. You know, once you see an employer not do their job, you're like, well, then why should I? And the concept of getting, you know, free rent was a very, you know, solemn one. It was a very emotional one. Because, you know, a lot of us are like, look, I pay my way. But others are like, look, I need help. I mean, I got a family. I don't have a job. Unemployment isn't covering it. And so something like that, we should have, as a society, managed better. Instead, it was, you know what, the landlords can be screwed. They make money. And that attitude now is going to cause a worse scenario for tenants and, you know, in the future. I mean, if society was like, okay, look, you know, if our tenants are going to be doing this and or if our landlords are going to do this, then we're going to have this attitude. We're going to, you know, help them with their property. We're going to, you know, not make there any more animosity. And so a lot of landlords, when they hear eviction moratorium, it leaves a bitter taste in their mouth. Now, I am hoping that those who predict that COVID's going away are right. I would love to believe that. But if not, and we have another eviction moratorium, you might not have landlords that happy. And we'll see what happens with the lawsuits. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of babies born in America last year was the lowest in more than four decades, according to federal figures that show a continuing U.S. fertility slump. Preliminary data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics shows U.S. women had about 3.61 million babies in 2020, down 4% from the previous year. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says COVID-19 stimulus plans have helped significantly lower rates of hunger in the United States.
Hunger in the United States was at 14% of our population. Today, we now know that hunger has dipped to 8% of America's population.
Former President Trump is blasting the decision to keep his Facebook suspension in place. Trump in a statement saying the ban is a total disgrace. You're listening to USA Radio News. Details regarding an autonomous zone death in Seattle are released.
Court papers filed Wednesday says paramedics are to blame for letting teenager Lorenzo Anderson die after he was shot several times on the edge of Seattle's lawless autonomous zone, which was so dangerous the fire department said it needed police escorts just to enter. At the time in June 2020, the area was overrun with anarchists and self-appointed security guards with semi-automatic weapons and would not allow police to enter after 10 p.m., the claim state. The man who allegedly killed Anderson, Marcel LaVon Long, has been charged with his murder but has yet to be apprehended by police. Dan Nolte, a spokesman for Seattle City Attorney's Office, says Wednesday, "We intend to investigate these Brock claims and will defend the city in this manner." End quote. The claims were filed against the City of Seattle, King County, and the State of Washington. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Little League World Series set to return to Pennsylvania this August. This comes after the tournament was canceled due to the pandemic last year. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, all eyes were on the Derek Chauvin murder trial of George Floyd, as this was a trial that seemed to, one, be very emotional, very, very, controversial in terms of Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, and there were many people having an opinion on the matter, maybe not wanting to share their opinion, they were very vocal of their opinion, and so once the Chauvin verdict came, there was a sigh of relief by many in terms of this was a hot topic. This was very difficult to watch. The video was difficult to watch. Somebody died. Officers and their, approaches to restraining restraining, I don't want to use the term criminals, but, you know, people who violate the law, you know, are under scrutiny, the police departments may be defunded, riots. And so it was just all around a very, very, you know, stressful time for everybody, including George Floyd's family. But it also gave a insight of how law will be approached in modern day in terms of a trial by your peers, in terms of public support, in terms of public officials voicing their support for one ruling or another. And so as we watch the Derek Chauvin case, whether you agreed with the conviction of second and third degree murder and second degree manslaughter or not, we watched how law was going to be carried out. And so when Chauvin's attorney had requested a new trial on several grounds, one of the grounds was, this is done in Minneapolis, so it's not going to be unbiased. The judge overturned that, saying no. When the defense attorney said, look, we need to sequester the jurors, there's all these public figures coming out and speaking. Even President Biden started to speak, and then he held off until the jury was deliberating. And then he said, you know, he hopes that you know, it goes the right way of, I forget his exact terminology. And so, you know, the defense attorney had been saying, you know, look, these are issues. Well, in order to have a criminal, I guess, conviction overturned, there has to be, quote unquote, I guess, grounds and issues of that are pretty blatant. And the burden of proof is on the defense. So if Derek Chauvin's attorney wants to say, look, you know, this was the jury was vulnerable to public pressure, they have to kind of prove that a juror said, yeah, I felt pressured too. I thought my house was going to be torched. And if there's not a juror that's going to say that, if the jurors are going to say, no, I really believe that, you know, Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd, that they can't use that as a grounds to overturn. So there is a lot of, there has to be, so potential grounds for appeal could be a legal error, juror misconduct, ineffective assistance of counsel, incorrect jury instructions, lack of sufficient evidence to support a guilty verdict. And then to grant the appeal, the next court must find that these errors affected the outcome of the case. If the errors would not have changed the verdict, or they are considered harmless, the conviction will stand. So when we heard that Derek Chauvin's attorney was going to try to appeal it, we knew it was going to be a long shot because, again, how do you convince the appellate court, the next court, that multiple jurors were fearing for their lives or fearing public scrutiny or fearing the mob or fearing upsetting President Biden and that they, you know, played it safe? If you don't get jurors to, you know, say that, they can't use that. But the judge in the Derek Chauvin case said that they might have room for an appeal in terms of Maxine Waters speaking out and how if the trial doesn't go the right way, they need to beef things up. I don't have her exact quote. And so, and he actually said that her, you know, politicians getting involved is abhorrent because it does mess with law. So what started to make the defense appeal take a new turn is apparently one of the jurors did participate in a march on Washington. And the jurors, when they fill out a questionnaire, there's tons of questions with it, but they have to say if they've, you know, been a part of a march, you know, with BLM or Blue Lives Matter and he had said no to multiple questions that have to do with his, if he has any bias, if he has any, shall we say, predilection for one side or the other. Well, there was a photo from last August's, quote, commitment march that surfaced where juror Brandon Mitchell, who was the first one to come forward, was wearing a T-shirt with an image of Martin Luther King Jr. and the phrase, get your knee off our necks. And in the photo, he's with, I think, some family members, and he's wearing a hat, BLM. And a lot of people participated in these marches. But he, if you're a juror and you filled out a questionnaire that said you didn't have a bias and you were chosen based on, I don't really have an opinion one way or the other, now that starts to show that there was some, I guess, I forget if it's juror misconduct or what the appropriate term is. Now, he had said, the opportunity to go to D.C., the opportunity to be around thousands and thousands of black people, I just thought it was a good opportunity to be a part of something. Now, legal experts think his participation in the march would not be grounds for appeal. But what I believe many of us are surmising from the legal process is what used to be protected in terms of public opinion, in terms of the city saying, look, you know, we think we did wrong. We want to give money to George Floyd's family and, you know, assuming guilt. In terms of, you know, assuming guilt before a trial, in terms of public officials speaking out and picking a side, in terms of riots, law cases, legal cases, even though there have been very highly publicized cases in the past, are taking a new turn. Whereas when I saw that there was, you know, all this publicity around it, I was thinking, wait a second, I thought we're not supposed to have all this publicity because anybody going into the jury is going to see that video. And you can't not see that video. I mean, and so it's very hard to go in there thinking that, you know, Derek Chauvin kept his knee on George Floyd's neck inappropriately and too long. It's very hard. And, you know, even if the defense says, yeah, but we're going to show you other videos of him resisting arrest and them trying to restrain him other ways, that didn't get out there. So if you don't have the both sides of, you know, the video or both sides of the story out there, you do have jurors coming in with one view. Now, there hasn't been a lot of debate because many people, even in the media, feel that the verdict was right. But for any of us that might later, you know, be in a situation where we are going to need an impartial jury and an impartial judge, it almost looks like that might not happen. Now, you know, I do believe there were people on the jury that said, look, you know, I do want to hear both sides of the story. I'm blown away by this case. I don't understand why he was restrained in that manner to that degree. So I am going to have an open mind. If there is a second side, I want to hear it. And so I believe there were jurors that maybe felt that way. And maybe the defense, you know, didn't convey some justification, and so that's why Chauvin was, you know, found guilty of what he did. But if we don't have, for future, you know, legal cases, the checks and balances that we're supposed to in terms of preventing juries, now trust me, I would not want to be in a sequestered jury. Sequestering a jury is not fun for anybody involved. But how did they not see that there were people outside their homes, supposedly? How do we know that there's not going to be bearing in future cases? 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
In 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say coronavirus origin could be revealed within months if China released all their data. That's according to the World Health Organization. I don't know about you guys, but I think we needed the data a year and a half ago. I don't really trust any data coming out this late. But according to this Fox News source, if China granted investigators full access to resources and data, allowing for a thorough investigation into the coronavirus, experts could conceivably know its true origin in just a matter of months. That's according to Jamie Metzl, a member of the World Health Organization Advisory Committee. Now, they're right about that. I mean, if China gives everybody the information, we could look at it and know, but are they going to do that? And unfortunately, it's been a year and a half, almost 2 years, I believe, when I think this started the summer of 2019 in China. So obviously a lot of room for error and for not having the records or for cleanup if somebody was unethical enough to do that. Not accusing anybody of doing that, but if that happened, the 2 years' time is a good chunk of time for somebody to decide to do that. So according to the Metzl, from the earliest days following the outbreak, Chinese authorities have been systematically destroying biological samples, hiding databases and other records, imprisoning citizen journalists, and strictly enforcing a gag order, prohibiting Chinese scientists from writing or saying anything about pandemic origins without prior government approval. That's what Metzl said in an interview. He said, if we had right now full and unrestricted access to all the relevant records, samples, and key personnel inside China, I believe there is a real possibility we could identify the source of the pandemic within a short number of months. So Metzl is a lead drafter and co-organizer of an open letter released by experts from around the world on April 30th addressing the executive board of the World Health Organization. And the letter supports the call by Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus for a full investigation of all COVID-19 origin hypotheses, including a lab-related incident. And so, you know, I told you guys what I thought. Based on China losing or having some issues with samples, even some lab workers dying in the past with previous SARS, my working hypothesis is something happened back in late summer 2019 where they were studying it and, you know, somebody was moving it from one department to another like they did back in 2004 when they had that SARS accident in the lab that killed two people. And they got exposed somehow. They didn't think much of it, went back home, out to a party, whatever. Some of the initial cases were mild, so no alarms came through. Then there were some people that were older, probably had pneumonia. They tried everything, threw everything at the book at them, but they died. They're like, well, maybe because they're older or maybe because they're sickly. And then by the time I think the fall came around, they might have noticed that, okay, you know, there's something going on. Let's look at this. And then by December is when they notified the world. So that's the timeline I'm thinking. Unfortunately, if Metzl is saying they've destroyed biological samples and records, then and they have proof of that, then we're never going to know. Unless, of course, people can actually interview those who were working there. And the original people might not have even realized that they exposed others. Something might have dropped, they might have picked it up, and then all of a sudden, months later, they're like, well, there's a pandemic. Like, it couldn't have been from that spill we had or that. No, we have nothing to do with this. This is something else. And you know, so unless you could interview who was working that summer at that lab, that's going to be an issue. So Metzl said the World Health Assembly resolution from last year had a fatal error in calling for a study of the zoonotic origins of the virus rather than for full investigation into the origins of the pandemic. The Chinese understood, he said, what this language meant more than everybody else. The entire process stemming from that resolution wasn't about figuring out how the pandemic began, but about trying to prove one convenient hypothesis. He said that fatal error has colored much of the international response since. If we want a full investigation into the origins of COVID-19, we have to call for one. Well, it's a little too late now. I mean, again, any information you could get, but it's, I mean, you know, was this SARS from a bat that was tinkered with? Was it a biological weapon? Was it not in the lab? And was it, you know, some sort of underground sort of, you know, passing around bioweapons and something happened? I mean, I think we do need to know because this crushed and crippled the globe. So a joint report was released in late March following a World Health Organization convened team of international experts studying Wuhan. That was the Chinese city where COVID-19 was first detected from mid-January to mid-February. And these findings issued jointly by the World Health Organization convened independent expert committee and its Chinese counterparts were inconclusive, with the joint research team listing introduction through an intermediary host followed by zoonotic transmission as likely to be very likely the route of initial spread. Now, I remember that. Remember they were saying, guys, this came from an animal. Well, okay, it could have originally come from an animal, but how did it get to a person? well, somebody was eating bat soup in that fish market. No. There has to be an intermediary host. It has to come from a bat. Then possibly, if it doesn't directly go to human, then it has to, how does it get to human? By bite? I mean, if we're talking about a respiratory illness, it had to have changed. So we think there was an intermediary host. And then what was that intermediary host? And they were throwing all these little niblets of theories that people were jumping on. I'm like, can we look at the lab? We've been saying this since day one. Can we look at the lab? Now, Tedros had said all hypotheses remain on the table. As far as World Health Organization is concerned, all hypotheses remain on the table. This report is a very important beginning, but it is not the end. We have not yet found the source of the virus. We must continue to follow the science and leave no stone unturned as we do. Again, almost 2 years too late. Finding the origin of a virus takes time, and we owe it to the world to find the source so we can collectively take steps to reduce this risk of happening again. No single research trip can provide all the answers. Okay, so how would I, if I was given the task, if they said, Dr. Dahlia, okay, it's March, May of 2021. It's May. Go ahead. Have at it. Try and figure this out. Well, I would first want to interview everybody at the lab. If they didn't talk, fine. I'd want to maybe look at their human resources records. When did people call out sick? I'd want to look at their personal medical records. I probably wouldn't get it. But if I saw that they had some sort of pneumonia or something going on, or just even a cold, an upper respiratory infection in August of 2019, that would help, okay? Then I would want to look at the Wuhan hospitalizations. Now, mind you, COVID for many was mild. So you didn't have a whole bunch of people in the hospital then. So it could have been, like I said, I'm expecting late summer this to have started. And so I would then look at, okay, let's look at the hospitalizations in Wuhan. What were they admitted with? What sort of illness did they have? And where were they from? And then you would look at their zip codes, or you'd look at their villages. You would look at, and then you would see who lives there. And then you would look at the workers from the lab, and where do they live? And if you see from the lab, you know, those employees work in those areas, all right. Or if they visited or had a friend in those areas, you could start linking the two together. If there was absolutely no relationship between those neighborhoods and those early hospitalizations and all that, then you would start looking at, okay, well, then what was a common thread of those people hospitalized? Did they all work in a factory? Did they all eat at this one restaurant? Did they all go to this one fish market? Did they all, what, you know, and you would slowly break it down. It would be slow and tedious. I mean, you would think over the past year and a half they would have already been doing that. But, you know, you work with what you have, but it would take people being honest. And if they said, no, you know, all of us worked at the lab, no, nothing here, we don't even touch it, we don't even have it here, you're going to be at a loss. But I think there are some ways to look. I think detectives could get in there. But if they destroy the hospital records, too, you're really at a loss. 1-877-DOC-GO.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.